Monday motivation, a little positivity to get your day going. Let's start out with, well, some of them might make you hungry, Chick-fil-A. A Georgia Chick-fil-A manager leaped through a drive-thru window. No, it didn't walk around or take the door. Went straight out the drive-thru to rescue a 6-year-old boy who was choking. There's actually video of this. It shows the teen climbing through the window and running to the car. The boy was sitting in there, and apparently he got to the car and noticed that the seatbelt was somehow tangled around the kid's neck. So I guess it's a standard issue for every Chick-fil-A employee. Whips out a pocket knife. I'm just kidding about that. And he cut the boy free. The manager said customers have been making stops at that Chick-fil-A just to congratulate him on his bravery. I got to tell you what. Is there anybody that's not good at their job at Chick-fil-A? I mean, to be fair, I did not get my Chick-fil-A sauce last week at one location, so I guess they're not all perfect, but that's pretty impressive. Pork Chop, what do you got this morning for Monday motivation?
There is a mom who's crashing weddings, but for a good cause.
All right, I want to hear this one.
Her name is Sarah Cunningham, and what she does is she goes to LGBTQ weddings where the parents of the couple getting married decided that they don't want to be there because they just don't support the LGBTQ community.
So well, that sucks.
Yeah, this lady, Sarah Cunningham, she's from Oklahoma, and she became an ordained minister. And it actually turns out her son was gay, and she did not take it well, and she didn't go to her son's wedding. Well, after many years, she kind of, I don't know if you want to say got used to it or educated herself or learned a little bit about the LGBTQ community. So now she actually is the one that started Mom Hugs. I don't know. We were in the Pride Parade here in Indy. Did you see the moms wearing shirts that say Mom Hugs?
Yeah, I saw that. I saw like dad hugs. It's like hugs, 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 hugs.
Yeah, well, she started that movement, became an ordained minister, and now she'll stand in at weddings for moms who don't go.
That is really cool. Thanks, Pork Chop. Jules filling in this morning. What do you got for a little Monday motivation?
This is so heartwarming. A lady has started a dog hospice to ensure the dogs have the best days in their last days with us. She is basically taking shelter dogs who have been abandoned, giving them the send-off they deserve. And that is just so heartwarming. The article did not say where this is taking place. I wish I knew because I want to go there and help her.
I don't know how you do that. Like,
it's heartbreaking.
Losing a pet is like the hardest thing, just like losing a family member. And to do that for all of these animals, because obviously you're going to lose them all.
That takes a special person.
Special kind of a person, no doubt.
What do you think her capacity is? Like, how many animals does she take in?
It didn't say that either. It just said that she started doing this. I wish that I knew, because I really want to help with this. It's so heartbreaking and sad.
She might need help. Could you imagine, like, 100, like, dogs?
I bet it's just a few of them, but still, that's absolutely incredible right there. Those are good people doing good things. If that doesn't motivate you, well then do you even have a heart? That's your Monday motivation here on the Joe and Alex Show.